Now, boys and girls, last week I told you about the very first man in the New Testament who was put to death for the sake of Jesus Christ the Lord. That man's name was Stephen. And you remember we said that the name of a person who is put to death in that way for the testimony of Jesus Christ is a martyr. Anyone who dies for the name of Christ or because of Christ, we usually refer to that person as being a martyr for Jesus Christ. And so in the New Testament, the very first man who was put to death in that way, the first martyr, if you like, was the man called Stephen. Now, you remember that as Stephen was being stoned to death, because that's how they put him to death, when they rained down those great big boulders upon him until he died, you remember that there was another young man, the Bible says, standing by and watching everything that was happening. In fact, this young man, the Bible says, had taken the cloaks of those people who were stoning Stephen to death, and he was consenting. That means he was agreeing to what was happening to Stephen. That young man's name, of course, was Saul of Tarsus. And we'll see very shortly how Saul of Tarsus became the great Apostle Paul. But at this point, Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church. Tells us that he was taking the people and he was throwing them into jail. He was persecuting them in many ways. And so bad was the persecution under Saul of Tarsus that the people in Jerusalem who were believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, many of them had to flee. They had to escape from the city. And so they went from the city of Jerusalem, but were told that everywhere that they went, they spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever town they went into or whatever village they went into, the people that they met, they told them about Jesus Christ the Savior. Now, one man that we're told about who left the city of Jerusalem at that time was a man called Simon, and a man called Philip, sorry. And that man called Philip, we're told about him in the Word of God in two very different ways. And I want to tell you about the two very different ways that we're told about Philip in our time this morning. First of all, we're told about how Philip went down into the city of Samaria. And when Philip went to the city of Samaria, he began to preach about Jesus Christ the Lord. And as he preached about Jesus Christ the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God came down, and many of those people believed in Jesus Christ the Lord. As they believed in the Lord, we're told in the Acts of the Apostles, then they were baptized, and they showed that they had believed in Jesus Christ the Savior. Now the news about all that got back to Jerusalem. And when the apostles heard about what was happening in the city of Samaria, they sent down Peter and John to go down to the city of Samaria as well. And when Peter and John came down to the city of Samaria, they saw the tremendous things that were happening as Philip had been preaching the gospel there. And then as they took up and they began to preach, and they began to do many signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, many, many more people believed. Now, if you can just think what that must have been like, as Philip had gone there and preached, and then as Peter and John had come and they preached, and many, many people were believing, there would have been great excitement in the city of Samaria. But then, the Bible tells us that the messenger of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, if you like, spoke to Philip and told him to leave the city of Samaria. And he told him to go away into the desert. Now imagine that. There he was in the city of Samaria with all these great things happening. And yet the Holy Spirit comes and says to Philip, Philip, I want you to go away down into the wilderness, away down into the desert. Well, Philip was very obedient to God. And so off Philip went day after day after day until he found himself right in the middle of the desert, as it were, hardly a soul in sight. And he must have wondered, I wonder what I'm doing here. Why has God told me to come down into this desert? And then he would have seen maybe just like a speck on the horizon. And then it got nearer and nearer and bigger until he saw a chariot. Now you know what a chariot is? That's what the people rode in those days. And as it got nearer still, he saw a man sitting in this chariot. And the man was reading from part of the Bible. Here's what he was reading. He was reading from Isaiah chapter 53. You know that chapter that tells about he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. And the Holy Spirit of God said to Philip, now go and join yourself to the chariot. And Philip went over to the chariot, and he must have walked alongside as the man was sitting in the chariot reading. And he said to the man, do you understand what you're reading? And the man said, well, how can I really understand it unless somebody would explain it to me? And so Philip began at that very bit of scripture, and the Bible says he preached unto him Jesus, because it was Jesus who was crucified for our sins. Like a lamb, you remember, the Bible says he was crucified for our sins. And that man then believed. He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as they went along the road, along that desert, they came to a place where there was water, a pool of water, or a river maybe it was. And he said to Philip, he says, here is water. Why can't I be baptized? And Philip said, well, if you believe with all your heart, you can be baptized. And so he said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says that when they came up out of the water, Philip was caught away. He was then told to move away. And it says then that the man who was in the chariot, he went on his way rejoicing. He was glad that he had come to believe in Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. You remember what the Lord said just before he went back to heaven? He said to the disciples, you're going to be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And now you see that promise of the Lord was coming to pass. And the disciples and the people of God were preaching the gospel in Jerusalem, in other parts of that land of Judah, and now into Samaria itself, and then it was going to go right to the furthest ends of the earth. The gospel of Jesus Christ, boys and girls, had come, and Jesus Christ is the one in whom we must believe in order to be saved from all our sins.